Now on to our presenters. John Humphreys is a respected analyst at IDC, focusing on enterprise computing and modular server programs. Thanks for joining us today, John.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, John, I understand that your research has shown an explosion in server adoption and in server heat density.
Yeah, it sure has, Tom. And the pace of that change is important to note as well. So today, we're going to talk about the issues of heat and power as customers increasingly add and expand server footprints in their data center. I'm happy to have the opportunity to share with you some of our findings, work with your peers to quantify the impacts of heat and power on their data center infrastructure. In the 15 minutes or so that I have with you today, I will provide an overview of what IDC has found through its work with customers, as well as share with you some of the supply-side data we have gathered, and begin to quantify just how pressing the issues of heat and power are within today's data centers. Additionally, I will share with you some of the ways your industry and your peers are beginning to address these concerns before turning the call over to Fred Stack to take you through Liebert's role in helping customers solve these problems. I want to start with a chart that should be fairly familiar with you all. The graph on the left looks at processor speeds over a 14-year period. What is immediately evident is the tremendous increase in performance that the industry has seen over that period. This performance is really being dictated by users who have an insatiable appetite for better performance. And so industry has responded with faster processors, better memory technologies, and larger and faster disk drives. And all of this has really led to more and more server power consumption, or more power consumption by the server. So back in 2000, the average server consumed somewhere around 100 to 200 watts. Today, in 2006, an average server is consuming somewhere between 300 to 400 watts at max capacity. And that increasing power is leading to and generating larger and larger heat loads in today's data center. At the same time this performance has increased by a factor of four, server densities have also grown dramatically as rack-optimized and now server blades begin to make their way into the market. IDC is forecasting that by 2010, blades will capture nearly 30% of all server footprints, while the larger or bigger pedestal servers will be less than 25%, down from almost 100% just 10 years ago. And it's that shift in form factors that's driving an increase in density within the rack. And this increase in density is expected to increase by a factor of three, while power density, therefore, will increase by almost a factor of 12. So back in 1996, the average number of servers per rack was around seven. And by the end of our forecast period in 2010, almost three times as many at 21 servers per rack. At the rack level, the result of this increased performance and increased density has been a dramatic increase in power draws. And this increase has grown fivefold over just the last 5 years, and is expected to hit nearly 25 kilowatts per rack by the end of the forecast period. At the same time, rack-level power draws have increased fivefold. The server install base has been climbing at a compound annual growth rate of over 15%. By 2010, we expect over 35 million servers to be installed, up from just 6 million servers in 1996. This explosion in the install base of servers and customer data centers is severely impacting the power and cooling capabilities of a large number of data centers. In fact, over 40% of all data centers report power demands outstripping their supplies. And as power density is increasing with those new server form factors, it's also impacting the cooling budgets as well. And hotspots are beginning to pop up within the data centers, causing reliability issues for key or mission-critical applications that those data centers and IT infrastructures are having to support. While customers continue to focus on performance of their systems inside their data centers, and as server densities increase and the number of servers that customers are having to support also increase, it's dramatically impacted the power draws of a typical data center. This issue can largely be addressed for most customers by simply bringing additional power to the computer room. While it does cost money, there are usually few technical challenges. Cooling of the data center, on the other hand, is a more difficult situation and requires much more technical savvy. Some of the more aggressive or constrained customers that we are working with have already begun looking at a host of new and innovative ways to lower power draws and heat loads without impacting the performance of their server infrastructure. Customers are looking at things like new chip technologies, power throttling servers when not in use, beginning to move their data centers over to DC power. Virtualization technologies is a way to lower power draws by increasing server utilizations, as well as modular power and cooling solutions. One customer that we worked with in the government space actually implemented a utility computing environment simply because his organization could not bring any more power nor afford to cool any more infrastructure within the data center that they had. So in addition to needing performance systems, acquiring smaller and smaller footprints, and expanding the number of servers that a data center has, we find that there's an organizational disconnect between the IT purchaser and the data center manager. And there's a difference between server and data center life cycles. And these two reasons are also playing a big part in the cooling issues that most data center managers face today. Going forward, we believe users will be more closely aligning IT purchasers and data center managers to avoid gaps in power and cooling infrastructure. Additionally, we expect and are beginning to see more and more modular power and cooling products begin to be offered in the marketplace and adopted by customers, as this will allow the customers to more independently scale their power and cooling infrastructure, while at the same time aligning it more closely to how and when they buy and acquire IT. And finally, just as IT is being pressed through service-oriented architectures to better align with the business, so too must the data center manager align with IT. This need for alignment is pushing the industry to look for more modular power and cooling infrastructure products that enable targeted upgrades and the customer to maximize their agility within their data center. This also allows the data center manager to recognize that change in technology is inevitable, and through a modular approach, they can plan for uncertainty and for the rapid evolution of technology while allowing the data center power and cooling infrastructure to more closely align with the technology and work within the same life cycles. So at this point, I'd like to thank you, and we'll turn the call back over to Tom.